My name is Adam McCurdy, and I'm the Forest Programs Director at the Aspen Center for Environmental Studies. And just wanted to share a little bit about why public lands are important to me personally and to ACES as a whole. And one of the things that I want to focus on is this notion of public lands having an intrinsic value to themselves. So we've talked a lot about the different benefits we get from public lands, and I'll talk about those too. But you know, as a conservation organization, we like to emphasize that we are one of many species on this planet. And we are one species that is now taking up a lot of room and breaking up a lot of the natural habitat. And for all those other species to survive, they need large tracts of continuous, undeveloped land. And you just don't get that when you privatize land. It gets broken up into small chunks. I mean, the White River National Forest is 2.3 million acres, is that right? Yeah, 2.3 million acres. You're not gonna find a tract of private land that's 2.3 million acres. And this becomes even more important when you start thinking about climate change, which Sloan just mentioned. No matter what we do, there is some degree of anthropogenic caused warming that's in the pipeline. It's going to happen, and you know, I hope, and I think everyone here hopes, that we take steps necessary to limit that. But even if we take those steps now, there's some degree of warming that's going to happen, and all those species are going to need to adapt, and part of that adaptation is going to be moving to different areas, to microclimates that are better suited for them. And for that, they need large areas of land. And like I said, the only way that we get large areas of land like that is through our public lands. And on the other side, the extrinsic values of public lands. You know, I woke up this morning, the first thing I did is I boiled a pot of water for some tea. And that water came right from our national forests and our public lands. And 180 million other Americans get their water from public lands every day. I talked about climate change a little bit, but when we start looking at the impacts of climate change, especially in the western United States, where a lot of people depend on our public lands for water, we see droughts becoming more common and water becoming more scarce. And if we compromise those public lands, if they're not there anymore to provide that water, then suddenly things start to become really challenging. We saw that in California over the past 5 years, and it's Southern California is heading back towards a drought right now. So I don't think that's over there. And you know, I think to keep these natural and undeveloped resources, including water, recreation, clean air, raw materials, they can all be sustainably used. But in order for that to happen, it really takes oversight from engaged populace to ensure that those benefits are going to persist for generations to come. And our ability to provide that oversight is necessitated. I mean, we can't do that without having these lands be public and these resources be public. So, you know, I think, as everyone said, it is so valuable that we come together on this issue from both a standpoint of our own benefit as a society, but also as a benefit to all the other organisms that we share this planet with. And we work to ensure that these lands remain public and remain protected.